Jones, Geelong, Victoria, New South Wales, Australia. March 9th, 1900. Dear Brother Jones, I have been much drawn toward America of late. I think Elder Daniels and his family and Sarah and I may possibly be on our way to America. I have been for 3 nights unable to sleep, wrestling over the matter. Could it be my duty to visit America? I have thought letters were not sufficient, that words given me of the Lord might be of real benefit more than pen communications. We do not know what camp meetings may be held in this season. If I had thought of coming earlier, we might have been at your first camp meeting in California. We have not received papers with appointments, and therefore know not what to say. But the matter is not wholly settled yet. I may not be able to come for some months, and might possibly come in 1 or 2 months, and may be unable to come at all. We see that some things must be investigated. Who is having control of institutions and of sanitariums? Who is feeling authorized to use the means coming into that sanitarium at Battle Creek to be submerged by hundreds and thousands of dollars in that work in Chicago, while there is no real substantial representations to do honor to the cause and work that costs so much? While this large outlay is being carried on, consuming and not producing, while large donations have been swallowed up from every source possible, what about the suffering missionary fields that need and should have the very means which is expended in the work for the city of Chicago? And there is an urgent necessity here in Melbourne and Australia of doing the same work. The Helping Hand Mission is £200 in debt, and our missionary work is unable to make the representation that should be made in the presentation of the last message of mercy to be given to our world. I cannot, with the light God has given me, encourage any such consuming institutions without producing the means from some source other than among our people. The missions which are established after our tent efforts always call for most thorough labor to bring souls to the truth. Here in Newcastle and Maitland are living issues. But how are they as a people represented for the want of means that has been and still is being diverted from the solemn, serious issues for this time, on which no one can stand neutral? There are several in the mission who are working for a low sum, and the mission house is so sparsely furnished that to outsiders they appear like a company of poverty-stricken, needy, destitute people. God designed it should be otherwise. I have been instructed to call for means which was coming in to the sanitarium to go out in channels where the Lord calls for it in faithful stewardship, establishing sanitariums in this new world instead of pouring out the money abundantly in 1 or 2 places where it would accomplish a lesser good, and the work makes scarcely a shadow in representing the truth for this time. This work in appealing to our camp meetings. Remainder missing.